Welcome to a very special installment, a one-hour installment of Blues with a Feeling, an ongoing project I'm working on. Started it last week. It's called Talkin' Blues, and it's picking out all those tunes in the past, and maybe there's some coming up too in the future, we don't know, where the artist is talking. It's blues music behind him. It's a blues artist, but they're talking. They're telling you something. They're giving some information. And remember, some say talk is cheap. Some say talk is important. We hear it on TV. We hear it on the radio. Make your own mind up. But remember this. It's talk nonetheless. Here's Dave Bartholomew with The Monkey on KZSU Stanford.
Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Now, three monkeys sat in a coconut tree, discussing things as they are said to be. Said one to the other, "Now listen, you two, there's a certain rumor that can't be true, that man descended from our noble race. The very idea is a big disgrace. No monkey ever deserted his wife, starved her baby, and ruined her life." Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And you never known a mother monk to leave the babies with others to bonk, or pass them on from one to another till they scarcely knew who was their mother. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. And another thing you will never see, a monkey build a fence around a coconut tree and let other coconuts go to waste, forbidding all other monkeys to come and taste. Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Yeah. The monkey speaks his mind. Here's another thing a monkey won't do. Go out at night and get on a stew. Or use a gun, a club, or knife to take another monkey's life. Yes, man descended the weightless bum, but brothers, from us he did not come. Yeah, the monkey speaks his mind.
Like me and my wife, we got about 4 kids. On the next door neighbor, she said, "Look here, let's get together one night and go out and have a ball. Let the husband babysit. How about that? Can you dig it, fellas?" She come after me, she said, "Honey, we all go out tonight and have a ball." I said, "Sure, that's all right. Just long you be home by 2. I let her go ahead on out. I'm babysitting. Kids hollering and crying. I had to put diapers, change diapers. Two 2 o'clock come, no wife. I said, well, that's all right. She probably went about 4 or 5 miles out of the city limit. I give her about 30 minutes to get home. Can you dig it, fella? 3 o'clock come, still no wife. She went mad now. Here she come dragging in. Now can you dig this, fella? Now hear where she talked to me, real sweet. It sounded good, you know. Kissing me all on the neck and going on. Felt good, but I'm still mad. Now if she got all that sweet talk, you know what I told her, fella? You know what I told her? You don't know what I told her. And I fooled around and made her mad. You know what happened? You know what you told me, fella? And I told her the same thing. Let's ride this thing out, fella. Would this woman put me out? How about that?
They were man. Act like a woman don't want nothing but a man. They want some money and a Cadillac too. And if you ain't got them, they ain't gonna mess with you. That's what they want. They don't mess with trash. That's what they want. throughout the day. They just want to know when you get your pay. That's what they want. To love them and love them with joy. They don't want no man acting like no man's boy. That's what they want.
In the sink for just us two. I said too many dirty dishes in the sink for just us two. You got me wondering, baby, who's making dirty dishes with you? I get up and go to work in the morning. I come right home at night. When I leave, the sink is empty. When I come back home, she got them stacked up out of sight. Too many dirty dishes in the sink just for us two. Well, you got me wondering, baby, who's making dirty dishes with you?
Look at this kitchen. Pots and pans everywhere. It's pitiful. Look at all these glasses laying all up on the sink. Look like she done had a party up in here too. You wait till I see this woman when she get home. That glass over there got a little cigar in it or something. I don't even smoke no cigars. Serving caviar. Oh, you meeting on caviar. What's wrong with this woman? Pasta, let me run me some water right here. Yeah, now, you wait till I see this one when she get home. Pots and pans all stacked up there. Yeah, there's a pot. Let me scrape this pot out of here. Well, it's pitiful. I don't know why this woman come in and have a party and I'm at work. Getting all this stuff under my fingernail. Run some more water in here. Yeah, now I can wash these glasses. I'll wash them up first. Right, this woman. Yeah, that's pretty clean now, though. Yeah, now I got all this. Now I got to work on these pots a little bit more. It makes me so mad, I don't know what to do. Thought I was a husband instead of a maid. Like old red chili or something, all of them got dried up on these pots. Don't ever fix me none of this good food. couldn't wait till that woman get home. I was scraping all these pots and stuff.
I've done your dirty dishes. How much am I supposed to take? When I left, I had cornflakes for breakfast. Now there's a bone from a T-bone steak. Too many dirty dishes in the sink for just us two. You got me wondering, baby, who in the hell making dirty dishes with you?
That you missed a mail call this morning, I picked it up for you. Thanks, my man. It must be from my boy, telling me about my wife. I told him to look out for her. She's a good girl. Would you read this for me? I can't read, you know.
Sure. Dear buddy, how are things over there in Korea? I sure envy you over there in the thick of things. I was over to see your wife last night, and while I was there, your brother-in-law, Smelly, dropped in. He was wearing a pretty brown suit, the one that you bought just before you left. Your wife gave it to him because she said most likely it would be out of style by the time you got back. Three or four other couples dropped in, and I guess we killed about four or five cases of beer. We offered to chip in to pay for them, but your wife wouldn't let us because she said that you sent her 25 and 30 extra dollars to do with as she wishes. We thought your wife'd be a little shaken up after the accident she'd had last week with your brand new Cadillac. But you'd never know she'd had a head-on collision and it smashed your car to bits. The other driver, he's still in the hospital and he's threatening to sue. But we all admire your wife's courage by her willingness to mortgage the home to pay the bill. But to get back to the party, you should have seen your wife during her interpretation of Rose Hathaway. She was still going on strong when we said goodnight to her and Claude. Oh, I guess you know Claude. Claude's rooming at your house. He says that your wife can cook bacon and eggs better than anybody else in the world. Well, buddy, I guess I might as well bid you good night now. I can see across the street from my window into yours, and your wife and Claude are having a nightcap. He's got on a pretty smoking jacket, the one that you used to love to wear so often. Well, buddy, good night. But do me one big favor. Give all of those communists head count. Hey, man, what you doing with that gun? Put that gun down. Hot dog.
gave him the wrong letter.
In this world, I just can't stand just being at the table with an ill-mannered man. Now, if he's sitting on your left, before you can eat a bite, he'll reach across your plate, and you know that ain't right. Now, I like to eat as well as any man, but there's some rules a fool should understand. When you had one little helping and want an extra piece of cake, I tell everybody, don't go reaching across my plate. I was at a party last night at Over Big Mary. Cat reached across my plate, got his coat sleeve in my gravy. I didn't say a word, just looked him dead in the eye. He reached across my plate and cut him a piece of pie. Now, I don't care if you did it for a prank. I don't care if you had a drink, especially when I'm out or with my date. Now, don't you go reaching across my plate. Last week, there was some high-class folks. Everything on the table, and that ain't no joke. Had barbecue possum, rattlesnake gravy, chicken fried skunk, and it smelled real crazy. Everything went fine, but one thing made me blue. A cat reached across my plate for some armadillo stew. Now, when you're at the table, you act real nice. You said, pass me that, or pass me the pie. But just because you hungry and happen to come in late, don't you go reaching across my plate. Pass some of that turkey over there, baby. Now don't give me none of that skunk. I don't want none of that. I beg your pardon. If this cat stopped reaching across my plate, I'd maybe ask for something. I'll pay him a little of that turkey there, baby.
Another installment of Talkin' Blues, a feature of Blues with a Feeling, heard here on KZSU. Started it last week with a 3-hour full plate. And today, not finishing up, just continuing the saga. And it's deep, long, and strong, like you could tell. And the more I peel this onion, the deeper it gets. Some very rare and old stuff there, and some more contemporary as well. It was kind of an Albert Collins set with a little other things sprinkled in, but Albert was one of the great blues talkers of his time, gone now, but left us, actually had an entire album dedicated to talk called Trash Talkin', and I played a little bit off that. But we just heard later in Albert Collins' career, Don't Go Reaching Across My Plate, from his Cold Snap album from Alligator Records. Just before that, coming off the internet because it's too hard to find a record like that, the Emmett Slay Trio with Mail Call. A little piece of mail got in Korea, and the guy got the story. And it turns out the dude read the dude the wrong letter, and we know the story from there. Before that, a classic that Albert made classic, written right here in San Francisco by Johnny Nitro, Too Many Dirty Dishes. And Albert ended up putting it on his Cold Snap album. We also heard Jerry McCain in that set with That's What They Want. And Albert started all out his segment with Conversation with Collins. It goes way back to his Trash Talkin' Imperial record. And of course, at the very top of the hour, it was Dave Bartholomew and one of his classics, The Monkey. The Monkey Speaks His Mind. This is a segment of Blues of the Feeling, like I said, called Trash Talkin'. Not Trash Talkin', Blues Talkin'. Ruth Brown had one that I always appreciated, and she was really one of the first ladies of the blues, of modern blues. And she actually bridged the gap between blues and rock and roll. And here's Ruth with one she did called If I Can't Sell It, I'll Keep Sitting on It. Guess what it is? No, it's not that.
Secondhand furniture store, and I think my prices are fair. 'Cause this real cheap guy I know came in one day, saw this chair he wanted to buy, but he wouldn't, claimed the price was too high. So I looked him straight in his eye, and this was my reply. If I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit down on it. I ain't gonna give it away. Now, darling, if you want it, you're gonna have to buy it. And I mean just what I say. Now, how'd you like to find this waiting at home for you every night? Only been used once or twice, but it's still nice and tight. Wow! So if I can't sell it, I'm gonna keep sitting on it. I ain't about to give it away. Now, you can't find a better pair of legs and ties, and a back like this, oh, not for miles around. And that is why, if I can't sell it, I'm going to recline upon it. Why should I give it away? Because it's made for comfort, built for wear and tear. Where else would you find such a easy chair? Whoa! If I can't sell it, darling, I'm gonna sit down on it. I don't see the need to give it away, because it's lush, plush, slick and sleek. Darling, high-class piece like this at any price is cheap. So if I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit back down on it. Why should I give it away? Now, look at this nice bottom. Ain't it easy on the eye? Guaranteed to support any weight or size. Wow! just gonna keep sitting on. Don't ask me to give it away. Up nothing. Now, if you want this, put your hand in your stash and give me some cash. Now, if you want something for free, go to the Salvation Army. Don't come running to me. Now, this is not St. Vincent de Paul's place. This is Ruth's place. Read my lips. No free trips. And you can look at me and see that I have not been starving, darling. Now, I have a few diamonds that I haven't even taken off the dust lately. Now, you are not getting anything around here for free. Show me the color of your money. Goodbye.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Sometime when I'm blue, seem like Lucille try to help me call my name. I used to sing spirituals, and I thought that this was the thing that I wanted to do. But somehow or other, when I went in the army, I picked up on Lucille, started singing the blues. Well, now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, depend on Lucille. Sort of hard to talk to you myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then. You know, I doubt if you can feel it like I do. But when I think about the things that I've gone through, like, well, for instance, if I have a girlfriend and she misuses me, and I go home at night, maybe I'm lonely. Well, not maybe, I am lonely. I pick up Lucille and it bring out those funny sounds that sound good to me, you know. Sometimes I get to a place where I can't even say nothing. Look out. Sometimes I think it's crying. You know, if I could sing pop tunes like Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr., I don't think I still could do it. But Lucille don't want to play nothing but the blues. I think I'm pretty glad about that. Because don't nobody sing to me like Lucille. Sing, Lucille. Well, I'll put it like this. Take it easy, Lucille. I like the way Sammy sings, and I like the way Frank sings. But I can get a little Frank, Sammy, little Ray Charles. In fact, all the people with soul in this. Hayden Jackson in that. A lot of you want to know why I call the guitar Lucille. Lucille have practically saved my life 2 or 3 times. No kidding, really have. I remember once I was in an automobile accident, and when the car stopped turning over, it fell over on Lucille, and it held it up off of me, really, it held it up off of me. So that's one time it saved my life. The way I came by the name of Lucille, I was over in Twist, Arkansas. I know you've never heard of that one, have you? And one night, the guy started a ball over there, you know, started brawling, you know what I mean. And the guy that was mad with this old lady, when she fell over on this gas tank that was burning for heat, the gas ran all over the floor. And when the gas ran all over the floor, the building caught on fire and almost burned me up trying to save Lucille. I imagine you're still wondering why I call it Lucille. The lady that started that brawl that night was named Lucille. And that's been Lucille ever since to me. One more now, Lucille. Can I do one more? Look out, Lucille. I think I'll try one more.
A doggone shame the way some men bring their wives money and furs and jewelry. I come home, ain't got a dime and smelling like a brewery. I'm drunk again. I've been drinking Gordon's gin. Well, I tried to quit, but it ain't no use. I just can't cut that juice. Loose. Gin has got me to the place where I don't know what to do. My wife has quit me and my girlfriend too. I'm drunk again. I've been drinking Gordon's gin. I tried to quit, but it just ain't no use. I can't cut that juice. Loose. No, I can't quit it. My old lady's gone too. Boy, boy, boy. I guess I'll go ahead and take me a walk. Might make me feel better. I guess I'll go on by old John's tavern. See what's happening down there. Sound like a George Wayne this evening. Look at all the pretty chicks. I swan. Here's old Dinwiddie. What's happening, son? How you been doing? I ain't seen you in a long time. And Wilson, too. Boy, 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 boy. Look at here. Hey, John!
about a little tape? You know what I want. Give me a big old glass of them good old bitters, a big old glass of gin. That's exactly what I need. Sure feels good. Give me another one. Yeah. Things are starting to look better, y'all. Yeah! Come here, girl. What's your name? What's your name, girl? Say what? All right, you be like that. Crabshaw don't care. Yeah, I'm having a good time. That old Butterfield band up there, ain't it? Sure sounding good. Boy, I love that music. All right. That's what I like about Chicago. I love good music and I love good gin. John, set him up again. I like that stuff. Woo! I believe I'm getting drunk. Drunk as Grandpa's old yellow hall. Yeah. Man, when I get drunk, I feel like playing my own self. Yes, I do.
It's the last frontier of man. Now, we're going to take you where man has never been before.
Wait a minute.
We're going to take you from the beginning of this species called man. 150 billion years ago, where you're now sitting wasn't nothing. But all of a sudden, a big ball of fire came from someplace, coming through the skies. A huge ball. And it landed in what we now know as an orbit. And we call it an Earth. This Earth went to boogie-woogie, trying to cool down. When you're hot, you got to cool off. Here you go. Now, as this earth twist in pain, it was raining, lightning, thundering. All of these bad things was happening. All of a sudden, little hairs were growing all over this here ball. Little bugs was crawling through these hairs, biting on this ball. This ball was in trouble. It was in trouble. And being one ball as it was in a whole heap of trouble. But as these bugs ate, bit, they grew in what we now know as dinosaurs. As these dinosaurs got plentiful on Earth, all of a sudden, this old Earth went to tilting because it couldn't hang on and hold up all of these heavy beasts. So they had to send something to calm them down. Here comes something out of the left-hand corner of this planet. Smelly, smelled real bad. Double ugly. Walked upright, had a banana in each hand. We now know of him as man. As man floated around on this here earth with a leaf in the front and one in the back, his animal friend got hip to him for some reason. The elephant got too big. The lion got too vicious. The goat got too fast. Last but not least, the sheep got too slick. So man was about to be what we call extinct. Well, he had to send something to kind of get man's nerve back on even keel. So out of the right-hand corner of this planet Earth came two beaming headlights. As these lights approached man, man's eyeball jumped out on two sticks and went to dancing. He was frightened because he didn't know what in the world that was on meeting him pink, a pink glow. What are you laughing at, lady? So all of a sudden, these two lamps hit man beside his ears, and he got knocked flat by the grill. As man laid down, he looked up and discovered the most beautiful forest ever been created. As man looked up at this forest, he said, "Oh my gosh." And about that time, some long talcums bent over and caught man in his armpit and lifted him up and said, "Take a good look. You will be my slave from this moment on. I am what they call woman. And I shall proclaim you as Jive Turkey."
I've heard. If you wanna prove something.
like I said at the top of the hour, about an hour ago, talk is cheap. That was a little band out of Milwaukee from way back when. They're going to have a big reunion, though, coming up in a couple of weeks. Jim Leiben being the center of that. He was the singer and harmonica player. But the band was called Short Stuff. And that was a kind of a regional hit for them that lives on to be an infamous tune that is very rare, unless you have that album. I don't know if you got a copy of that. Talk is cheap. And this is the finalizing of the second installment of Talkin' Blues. We also heard Clarence Gatemouth Brown in there with his The Drifter. Speaking of man, going way back. Elvin Bishop from the Paul Butterfield Blues Band's album In My Own Dream gave us Drunk Again. B.B. King talking about Lucille on a very rare one from his box set King of the Blues. Ruth Brown sending that out to the Pillow Queen. If I can't sell it, I'm going to keep sitting on it. And the Emmett Slay Trio was in there as well. Well, I mentioned that earlier. That is the end of that Talking Blues segment.